I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nepal's harbinger of change came in the form of violence this election week. At stake is the retooling of the entire government with a new constitution. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says secularism does not guarantee freedom of religion or an open door.
Pray that the government will have at least, a handful of Christian representatives in their work on creating the new constitution for the country. That is quite significant. And pray for the missionaries, pastors, and believers that they will have wisdom to respond to the situation correctly in the midst of these uncertainties.
Next, international aid began a new ministry after hearing some scary statistics. Bill Tennity explains.
Christian Connections and International Health had said that within 10 years, there would be no mission hospitals. One of the reasons for that is that all of their equipment was breaking down, and few hospitals had anyone on board, on their staff, who could service and maintain that equipment correctly.
International Aid's response was to train workers to do just that. Pray for great response to their Christian witness. And it can be disheartening to see a ministry end. However, after one of AMG International's child care centers had to close in Fundana, Romania, the community is still feeling the impact. A child sponsor had saved and saved to help build a well there. A ministry director recently visited the community, which had never had running water before now. As the money comes in, they'll add more spigots, but they still need a few miles of pipe. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Praise is the ultimate form of worship. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available the CD, Passionate Praise 2, from Discovery House Music. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.